Shabbat Shalom on God's holy day. Here we are. Start the video. Start the camera. Does a countdown. And we're on Pow Talk, right?
Yep, you're on Pow Talk.
Okay. Well, Shabbat Shalom on God's holy day. Today's God's holy day. Here we are. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, a part of the congregation of Israel, Adat Yisrael, and today's God's holy day. There's my website if you need to look at it. There's my phone number if you need to contact me. There's my email if you need to get in touch with me. Here's where we are today, Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin. Today is July 25th, 2026. God has his own calendar. We are now in the fifth month, no name, and it's the 10th month.
Yeah, it's the 10th. That's right. Like, there you go.
Today's topic is the Creator. That's God created, Bara Elohim, Jehovah God. We're going to start with Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's a lot. God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 2. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for Jehovah God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. This is Genesis 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, that's God, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Genesis 6. Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for repented me that I have made them. Move on to Deuteronomy 4. For after, ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of heaven unto the other, whether there had been any such thing as this great thing is, or had been heard like it. Here's Psalm 89. The north and south you have created them, God did. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in your name. Here's Psalm 102. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise Yah. Psalm 104. You sent forth your spirit, they were created, and you renewed the face of the earth. Psalm 148. Let them praise the name of Jehovah, for he commanded and they were created. God can create anything he wants. Here's the book of Isaiah. Jehovah will create upon every dwelling place a place of Mount Zion and upon his assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day and a shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. Here's another chapter of Isaiah 41, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Jehovah had done this and the Holy One of Israel had created it. Here's Isaiah 42. Thus said Jehovah God, or God Jehovah, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives his breath, he gives breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, and a light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Jehovah, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things that have come to pass, and new things do I declare, before they bring forth, I tell you of them. That's God. Back to Isaiah 43. But now, thus said Jehovah that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you, I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. I, even I am Jehovah, and beside me there is no God. There's only one God. I have declared and have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, therefore you are my witnesses, said Jehovah, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? Who's going to stop God? Nobody. Here's Isaiah 45 again. If I form the light and create darkness, I make peace and create evil. I, Jehovah, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Jehovah, have created it. I have made the earth, God says, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all the host have I commanded. For thus said Jehovah that created the heavens, and God himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. Isaiah 48 again. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when you have heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Isaiah 56. Behold, I have created a smith that blows the coals in the fire, and it brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy.
So the smith is like the devil.
Yeah, the devil. Isaiah 57, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is far off and to him that is near, said Jehovah, I will heal him. Isaiah 65, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. That's good to know. But be you glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing and a people of joy. Here's some Jeremiah 31. How long will you go about, O you backsliding daughter? For Jehovah had created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Here's Ezekiel. Shall I cause it to return to his stealth? Sheet? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your nativity.
Yeah.
This is about the devil here. Ezekiel 28. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold, and the workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created.
That
was the devil. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. Yes, Satan is cast into the hell. Here's Amos. For lo, he that forms the mountains and created the wind and declares unto man what is his thought, that makes the morning darkness and treads upon the high places of the earth, Jehovah, the God of hosts, is his name. Mm-hmm. Amen. Here's Malachi. Have we not all one Father? Had not one God created us? Yes, one God. Why do you deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Now I'm just going to read a few verses out of the Gospels and letters. Here's Mark 13. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Here's Paul's talking to the Corinthians. He says, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Ephesians. We are his workmanship, created in Messiah Yeshua unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created all things by Yeshua the Messiah. That's right, the Word of God created everything. Here's Ephesians 4, and that you put off the new man, which after God is created, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. For by him were all things created, that's Yeshua, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he, Yeshua, is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him, Yeshua, that the word should all fullness dwell. Mm-hmm. Colossians. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. There's Paul talking to Timothy, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
That's clean meat.
Excuse me?
Clean meat. Naturally clean meats. Clean meats come forth. Abstain from meats.
His revelation, you are worthy, O Jehovah, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. God created everything. This is Revelation 10. And swear by him that lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are there, that therein are, and the earth and the things that are there, therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Mm-hmm.
One day. The Creator. Isaiah, I am Jehovah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Paul's talking to the Romans. He said, these people, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. Here's Peter. Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of God commit to the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when they shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Thus, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of mankind. Amen. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And for a couple more verses and we'll be finished. Luke 1. And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation it should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and call his name Yeshua. Amen. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Amen. The Word of God. So in closing today, hope you understand who created everything and who is the Creator. And I thank God for being here. God created all. No Big Bang or whatever. So I'll get off there and I'll stop the audio real quick. Stop the camera. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll shrink that. Then I'll stop the video.